Their defective characters will publish her unfaithfulness. The evils which she permits to pass uncorrected, the coarse, rough manners, the disrespect and disobedience, the habits of idleness and inattention, will reflect dishonor upon her and embitter her life. Mothers, the destiny of your children rests to a great extent in your hands. If you fail in duty, you may place them in Satan's ranks, and make them his agents to ruin other souls. Or your faithful discipline and godly example may lead them to Christ, and they in turn will influence others, and thus many souls may be saved through your instrumentality. 267.6 Cultivate the good, repress the evil. Parents are to cooperate with God by bringing their children up in His love and fear. They cannot displease Him more than by neglecting to train their children aright. They are to carefully guard the words and actions of their little ones, lest the enemy shall gain an influence over them. This he is intensely desirous of doing, that he may counterwork the purpose of God. Kindly, interestedly, tenderly, parents are to work for their children, cultivating every good thing and repressing every evil thing which develops in the characters of their little ones. 268.1 The joy of work satisfactorily done. Children are the heritage of the Lord, and we are answerable to Him for our management of His property. The education and training of their children to be Christians is the highest service that parents can render to God. It is a work that demands patient labor, a lifelong, diligent, and persevering 269 effort. By a neglect of this trust we prove ourselves unfaithful stewards. 268.2 In love, faith, and prayer let parents work for their households, until with joy they can come to God saying, Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given thee. 269.1 Chapter 46, The Stepmother. Counsel to a stepmother. Your marriage to one who is a father of children will prove to be a blessing to you. You were in danger of becoming self-centered. You had precious traits of character that needed to be awakened and exercised. Through your new relations you will gain an experience that will teach you how to deal with minds. By the care of children affection, love, and tenderness are developed. The responsibilities resting upon you in your family may be a means of great blessing to you. These children will be to you a precious lesson book. They will bring you many blessings, if you read them aright. The train of thought awakened by their care will call into exercise tenderness, love, and sympathy. Although these children are not a part of your flesh and blood, yet through your marriage to their father, they have become yours, to be loved, cherished, instructed, and ministered to by you. Your connection with them will call into exercise thoughts and plans that will be of genuine benefit to you. By the experience that you will gain in your home, you will lose the self-centered ideas that threatened to march your work and will change the set plans that have needed softening and subduing. 270.1 You have needed to develop greater tenderness and larger sympathy, that you might come close to those in need of gentle, sympathetic, loving words. Your children will call out these traits of character and will help you to develop breadth of mind and judgment. Through loving association with them, you will learn to be more tender and sympathetic in your ministry for suffering humanity. 270.2 Reproof to a stepmother who lacked love. You loved your husband and married him. You knew, that, when you married him you covenanted to become a mother to his children. But I saw a lack in you in this matter. You are sadly deficient. You do not love the children of your husband, and unless there is an entire change, a thorough reformation in you and in your manner of government, these precious jewels are ruined. Love, manifestation of affection, is not a part of your discipline. 271.1 You are making the lives of those dear children very bitter, especially the daughters. Where is the affection, the loving caress, the patient forbearance? Hatred lives in your unsanctified hearts more than love. Censure leaps from your lips more than praise and encouragement. Your manners, your harsh ways, your unsympathizing nature, are to that sensitive daughter like vacillating hail upon a tender plant. It bends to every blast, until its life is crushed out, and it lies bruised and broken. 271.2 Your administration is drying up the channel of love, hopefulness, and joy in your children. A settled sadness is expressed in the countenance of the girl, but, instead of awakening sympathy and tenderness in you, this arouses impatience and positive dislike. You can change this expression to animation and cheerfulness, if you choose. 271.3 Children read the countenance of the mother, they understand, whether love or dislike is there expressed. You know not the work you are doing. Does not the little sad face, the heaving sigh welling up from oppressed heart and its yearning call for love, awaken pity? 271.4 Results of a new severity. Some time ago I was shown the case of J. Her errors and ones were faithfully 272 portrayed before her, but in the last view given me I saw that the ones still existed, that she was cold and unsympathizing with her husband's children. Correction and reproof are not given by her for grave offenses merely, but for trivial matters that should be passed by unnoticed. Constant fault-finding is wrong, and the Spirit of Christ cannot abide in the heart, where it exists. She is disposed to pass over the good in her children without a word of approval, but is ever ready to bear down with censure, if any wrong is seen.